Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, podcast audience. This is co-producer, and welcome to the weekly podcast, The Addict. I've got my family with me. Of course, I've got Big Brother Messenger, my baby sister, and my baby brother. I cannot forget the rest of the crew. Nurse Carmen, Sister Tiffany, and of course, we got our very own Triple OG. So sit back, relax. Let the crew from the podcast, The Addict, entertain you, because we want to be a part of your podcast library. Stand by, we're going to do a little something like this. Hey, good evening. It's that time, it's Monday night, and I don't know, man, I feel like this microphone is on fire right now. Hey, but good evening, crew. Is everybody ready?
Ready.
We ready. You ready, my brother?
Ready.
Yep, oh, we're ready. Yes.
As I used to say as a drill sergeant when I used to run the firing line, as you're ready on the right, you're ready on the left. All right, stand by. I'm sorry, I couldn't finish that like I was supposed to in the military, but hey, but listen, we're going to skip that and get right into the meat of the matter. Georgia, how do I say that any differently? Right now, it's on you. And I mean, it's not just an election. The balance of power in this nation rests in the state, that prison-ass state of Georgia. Again, I just think it's funny, man, that how Georgia started. And on this particular day in history, they can reverse a lot of shit. Those two Senate seats, they must be turned blue if Biden-Harris is going to be able to accomplish anything. The solid or the silent oath has already been sworn and accepted amongst Republican incumbents that we're going to play the Obama playbook right now. Doesn't matter what they want, because they're Democrats, we're not going to give it to them. And if they own the Senate, that's exactly what we're going to have. So I got a chance to check out Reverend Warnock. Now, I gotta say this. Normally, when you run for political office, if you are a minister, you tend to drop the reverend because people get confused with church and state, even though I say there is no dividing line. But he kept his, and I thought that to be interesting. And I want to tell you, I listened to that brother speak, and have you ever listened to somebody talk and you just felt that what he's talking about, this is what he feels. This is a passion with him. And I got that from him. And again, his talk is about equality. And I wish I lived in Georgia, because I would vote for Reverend Warnock over and over again. So has anybody heard him talk?
I have.
I mean, again, he mentions the Bible a lot, but I'm gonna get past that. But just the conviction and the words, how he formulates them. Again, I swear, he reminds me of somebody that once he gets into the Senate, that his character and reputation is going to be so far above approach that I guarantee he's going to be an issue in a positive manner on the Democratic scene moving forward. Because I'm telling you, that brother's correct to me. I find no fault in that. Now, again, nobody's perfect.
He took you to church, huh? He took you to church.
Yeah, right? He did, man. He did. That's what he did. That's what he did, man.
I think he's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Yes. Because what he says you can, I mean, again, you can just tell by the way he says it that he's going to put energy behind bringing that to fruition. On the other side, and again, he's running against, what's her name, Loeffler. Now, she, again, she was just appointed because of her the financial position of her family. And so she didn't really, she never won anything. So, again, I hope that they get out there and folks in Georgia turn Georgia just as blue can be. Because, see, not only will you, by turning Georgia real blue, what you're also going to see is another great Democrat election victory that will bring some of those folks back to reality that still believe that the election was rigged. Does that make sense to anybody?
It makes sense, but I'm going to need you to bring it down a little bit on your expectations, because they still, you forgot, Georgia leads in voter suppression. They still got tricks up their sleeve. They just wasn't pulling them out for Trump. They had enough of Trump, but they still got tricks up their sleeve. And one of the things you got to understand about Georgia, it turned blue for the president, but not really anybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but so now, instead of concentrating those efforts that we did to turn the blue for the president, Sister Stacy and that crew, that's a, now they got a smaller demographic to work with. If that makes sense.
Yeah,
in other words,
it does.
They're going to put in work, man. And again, when we come up with these two Senate seats, it's going to be a good day, man. They put in hell of work.
I'm just saying how you got to understand that this is kind of like their last stranglehold onto authority. And
right.
They just ain't giving that up. Why do you think this crazy guy walking around here still filing lawsuits and they laughing him out of
it? We're taking shit now. No, we not. See, that's not the nation I'm talking about. The nation I'm talking about right now, we taking shit, man.
Uh-huh.
We gonna ask. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm feeling real patriotic for the democratic process right now, as you can tell. But again, I think that here's my big hope. This is my big hope that they just don't get in there, man, and lose their damn mind and forget what we voted them in for. That's my only hope. But if they stay on the course that, from me studying both of them, Harris and Biden, these last few months, if they stay on the course for what I believe that they're going to do, again, I think that the whole nation is going to be satisfied.
Hey, I hate to sound like my baby. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I want to shout out my baby brother, because this is what he liked to say. If you guys remember, I said a few months ago, there's a whole new breed. Of people coming in there now. And they coming in, they ain't just coming in there. The people that's been in there 18, 20 years, that ain't even a job for them. That's just a power. And they power tripping. They've forgotten about us. Now, the Democrats, they try, but they punk.
They saw. Go ahead, baby.
So
talk to me.
No, I was just going to say that Biden is already receiving a little bit of criticism on from the black activists and the people that kind of put him. I'm sorry.
Because
they feel that if it wasn't for black women and the black community, I should say, that's who really got him elected.
Right.
And
True.
They feel that it should be more women, black women and women of color in higher ranking positions than what he has selected so far.
And
they're not, and the people that he has selected is not really showing that. He's saying that he has to be a president to all people, but they're saying, but all people didn't get you elected.
Well, he was actually
losing until he got to North Carolina, and then that's what you know, put him back in the race again when it got down to North Carolina.
But listen, you can't, again, I think that there's going to be good diversity there. Again,
right.
Is it going to be equal? I'll just say I think it'll be more equal. I don't know how far he's going to go with it, but I know that, again, there's some positions open, and again, and they should put or keep pressure on him to make sure. You listen, man, fuck equal. Equal was getting your ass whipped until we stepped up, and I get that. And, yes, we demand, as a people, some bigger positions here. And I think it's going to come. Again, I think Kamala Harris as vice president with Biden. I think we're going to get a bigger share of the playing field. Now, is it going to be what we're entitled to? I'm going to tell you right now, no. But I think it's going to be bigger than we've had before. And that seems to be okay with the nation or with Black America. We know we require more, but most times we'll settle if we just get a little more than we already had. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Just as I said before, we talked about how the white man is not ready to give up total authority, and this is what they fear right now. And you have to remember that, as nice as he is, he's that same color. And I'm not trying to just beat down all white people, but the fact is a fact. If you're old and of the Caucasian persuasion, 98% of you has that racist tone in you. A lot of people do a lot to get rid of it, so I'm not including everybody in the spectrum. I'm just saying the majority. Because now if you really think about Biden, during his time, as a senator, that's when he was, that, you know, he had some power. He didn't do some great things. And I know that some of the circumstances were different, but he could have thought a different way. So that's why I'm just trying to get us to just take a deep breath. What, yes, anything is better than what we had. Is Biden going to be better? Yes, because I think the women that he's got with him, they're going to push him. They're going to go set it off. They're going to go shame on him. You have said... And they
Well, and again, I think we're going to get, as Black people, we're going to get a bigger share. And it would be awesome if we got the share we are entitled to. But let's keep it 100. Not yet. In fact, we're taking full steps. We just progress from baby steps. So we're taking full steps, but we're moving in a direction that I think we should be moving in. So, hey, listen, if you hear my podcast and you're in the state of Georgia, please do yourself, do the nation a favor. I want you, your friends, your mother, your father, whoever it is that you know that have a right to vote, you make sure you get there, you register, and you cast that vote for the Democratic ticket so that Harris Biden can show you a different America. A different America. That's what I believe. Can I get a whoop whoop? Do I have any anti? All right, that's right. This is a Democratic podcast. Hey, but listen, now that we shouted out just a little love to my peeps down in Georgia, let's talk about this new vaccine that they're rushing through that's about to probably be approved. I would imagine in the next couple of days. And before
brother, one second. Can I just say really quick, in addition to Warnock, there is also John Ossoff that is running as well to try to get that seat from David Perdue. So, you know, definitely if anybody down here, you know, listening out there in the podcast world or down there in Georgia, make sure they vote for both of them.
Ossoff,
right. As well as
Warnock,
right. Both of them.
Well, I said,
to make what happen.
Yeah, Purdue said his status is so large that I'm not even gonna meet and talk with you. He said, right. You're not on my level. I'm not even gonna fuck with you. That's what he said.
That's what he did. Brother, he didn't want to.
Well, he didn't want to meet with him
because my man asked him one simple question. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we know why. Here go the question in Georgia. Unless you know, this nation still got a long fucking way to come. Both candidates, Republican candidates, were asked a simple question. And that question was, did Donald Trump win the election or lose the election? How the fuck can you not answer that? Excuse my language for those of you that are searching for God. But how can you not understand that? Every electoral votes, you went to court, that got thrown out. And the fact that you have politicians still holding on to that bullshit, I mean, that's real sad for this nation. Real sad for this nation. That's the question nobody want to answer.
No, there's another question they don't want to answer, bro.
What's that?
That question is, how is it that you were able to cash in your stocks, buy in and buy out, over a committee that you were the chairman of? How is that for both of them?
Yeah, I got what to say. But see, now, Perdue going to have to answer for that more, because now Loeffler, she was appointed. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? American people, they elected Perdue's ass, but now Loeffler, she was appointed. But again, both of them did the same thing. And again, that should be enough of a violation to cancel their hopes of being elected. But again, we in Georgia, and they're going to do some big things, but we still in Georgia. Go ahead.
You want to hear something scary? They were interviewing just some of the residents down there in Georgia, and they were asking them, you know, what were their feelings in regards to what Perdue did with Messenger just was speaking about in regards to what I guess that stocks, what they did selling them or whatever, and would they still vote for them knowing what he did? And some of the residents down there said, some of them said they would, and some of them said that they're still thinking about it. They haven't made any decision yet. So there you have it.
Well, see, now let me say this to you. Being one who was raised in Paterson, New Jersey, and may have fractured a law or two as I was growing up, if it wasn't for the stock trade dealing with COVID, I could kind of give them a pass on that. But the fact that you're dealing in COVID stock means, again, you know a little something that somebody else should know. So, no, you don't get a pass on that. You get punished for that because now you're part of that same bullshit in this nation that won't let that virus get addressed properly. And I'm going to take that out. Go ahead, talk to me.
I'm sorry, bro. I got to bring back to somebody remembrance. So you okay if it wasn't for the COVID stock? You might have been okay with it. Is that what you said?
Hold on. Not okay with it, but I'm saying nobody's perfect. That might have been an infraction that we could have talked about. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it does. Okay.
No, it doesn't.
But you gotta remember something, Buster. Ain't nobody perfect,
right?
If you go in everybody's closet, man, there's some shit in there that you don't want nobody to see. So if they went in his closet and that's what they found, I'm saying, what are your other credentials? Or okay, your opponent, he did some shit like that. Now, if you both did some shit like that, then shit becomes even again. I'm saying this is some things that people do that are not correct that you should be able to overlook and still keep moving forward. Yeah, does that make sense?
Well, let me ask you this: what did Martha Stewart go to jail for? What did she go to jail for? In regards to stock?
Somebody told her to get rid of her stock, and she got her stock and was considered inside trading.
Right, it was something to do with stock, correct?
Right, yeah.
Right,
uh-huh.
Inside trading. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, watch this. Okay, my vision has been cleared. Okay. Okay, watch this. Now, if presented with a different perspective, I'm not. It's not hard to change my mind when I understand that what I'm now looking at is right. I'm sorry, because when you said that, I was saying, damn, if they put Martha Stewart ass in jail, nah, you shouldn't even be allowed to run now. It's, you know, you're right. Stop.
This is all I'm saying. And I mean, if for these people, for these residents to be saying, well, I don't know, I'm still, again, I'm still trying to decide what I'm going to do yet.
Yeah.
These people broke the law. They broke the law.
Right.
I mean, what is there to still decide? And so for them to say that, it just made me, it blew my mind. It blew my mind.
Well, again,
that they're still struggling. They're still struggling with that.
Current administration has got it known to everyone that, listen, breaking the law, it's okay. In fact, if you get caught, and if you broke the law for me being the president, don't worry. It's going to get a little uncomfortable for you. But as soon as I get to that ink, pen, and paper, I'm going to write you out of jail. I'm going to give you a pardon. But listen, I want to spend just a few minutes. We're going to come out of Georgia. We're going to come out of the Karukian Ranch, and we're going to talk about this new damn vaccine. Because I want to start off by saying I get real nervous when the United States say they have a cure for anything. I don't give a shit what it is. We don't cure shit in America. We treat it. So when I hear we have a cure for this or a vaccine, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little excited. When I hear that there is a vaccine that will cure the coronavirus, I get nervous. And again, it may be, and I doubt it, the vaccine of all vaccines. It may be. But the fact that the last 4 years that the American people were subjected to, in everything being not what it seems on the surface, I don't know. I don't trust it. Do you trust that? Now, let me tell you something, though. The company, right, what Moderna or whatever it is. Now that's the company who has the vaccine that the FDA is about to give emergency approval on. Now that's Bill and Melinda Gates shit, right? We following this? So if that's Bill and Melinda Gates, Bill Gates last couple of years been on this big everybody got to be scanned and registered type shit, and now I again. And there's going to be a lot of conflicting reports coming out about this vaccine. One that I watched today said that this vaccine is going to change or alter DNA or RNA. So this just ain't some shit that's going to just like a flu vaccine. This is some shit that's going fuck with your body in a couple of in ways that you might have wished you only had the coronavirus. Now, this again. Go ahead, talk to me.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that Bill Gates thing that you said about the chip and stuff. That might be some stuff out on the streets. But when I look at some of all the other stuff that he's doing, that invested his money trying to make life better for people, I don't know if I want to go with that chip thing. You know, that might just be some stuff, you know, when they want to put on people.
You don't want to go with that what?
The fact that he wanted to put chips in people. I don't know. I think that's
he was a proponent of that. Yes, that I mean I can show you articles on that. I'm not saying he financed it, but he wasn't against that. I'll put it like that, so we'll keep the middle of the road. But nonetheless, they're talking about this vaccine. First of all, the company who produces this vaccine, this is the first vaccine they've ever produced, first cure. I don't know, man. And they said that even with the new technology, they said these motherfuckers put this shit together in about 6 months, man. So there's no way possible. Now, again, what I'm saying is I believe that because it hasn't been thoroughly tested, it's going to appear to give your ass some corona relief, but then the side effects of this vaccine right here is going to fuck you up more than I guarantee you'll probably wish you had COVID. I'm sorry I keep dropping the F-bomb, man, but that's what I'm feeling right now. I think American people is going to be duped into some shit, man. And again, I think it's going to be an honest dupe Because right now, shit is so bad, anything coming on the horizon is going to get a pass. But I have to go one step further. I'm sorry. We're not part of the World Health Organization, the WHO. So, in other words, and watch this, I'm not knocking scientists, so please no one take it that way. You got a world of doctors trying to find a cure. All that brain power put together, but we did it right here? I don't believe that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And again, that's no knock to the accomplishments of America, but I just don't believe that. I don't believe we're strong, that strong in medicine. There are other countries who lead the way, other countries who took precautionary measures so that this virus didn't damage their area the same way it messed up the United States.
Well,
so
I think they're rolling it out right now. I think in London or somewhere, aren't they rolling it out right now?
Yeah, some other countries jumping on board. So I know what you're.
I do agree. I think a lot of the problem with you know, with people of color, the reason why we're really hesitant when it comes down to, you know, to taking anything, any kind of vaccines or anything, as far as having distrust in the federal government, and it's because of the history, you know, the history that we have with anything doing with medical research and healthcare, that we have a bad history, especially with that Tuskegee project and all that. We just have a bad history when it comes down to medical stuff.
I think that we're rushing into the virus. I think that the nation is in such a bad shape that anything right now that offers, not guarantees, a little better today, I think that we're going to grasp at it. And I hope that Biden and Dr. Fauci. Now, once again, maybe our scientists are that much more or that far superior to the World Health Organization. Maybe. I doubt it. But maybe they are. And so maybe they have this vaccine. Well, let me say this. Trump just signed an executive order today or yesterday that it can't leave the United States. It's got to be whatever it is, something that precludes this vaccine from being shared with others until it's enough here. And that was I seen it on the news today. That's the executive order he signed. Now, and also, it's got to be called the Trump vaccine. Now, listen, I got to say this to you, man. If I'm sick, if they're about to give me a vaccine, and they come out and tell me it's the Trump vaccine, man, ain't no way in hell I'm going to tell them I don't want it. Man, I wouldn't give a shit what you call that vaccine. So I wouldn't even split hairs with the man about that. You was president. You were still president when this bullshit vaccine came out. So, yeah, I'd put your name on it. What's your thought?
Before we even do that, don't you understand that the company that came up with it, Trump, the government did not give that company a dime. Trump ain't had nothing to do with this vaccine. What I'm saying is a lot of these people that was out there trying to get the virus, trying to discover it, they were giving all ridiculous money. He was giving ridiculous money to help them try to find a vaccine for this. This company didn't get a dime from the government. That's what I meant when I say he had nothing to do with it.
No, I get that, but like I said.
Which company is this? Pfizer?
Was it Moderna?
It's a couple of companies. It's Pfizer, Moderna. Yeah, it's a couple of them working on it.
But what they did say about one of the Moderna, I think I'm saying the name right, is this is the first time that their vaccines or their creations, whatever, have been used on humans. They show how to change GMO in fruit and shit. But this is the first time they come out on humans. Hey, listen, this is Ken Hodge from the Kenny Hodge Poster Podcast. I thank you for hanging out with us for a half hour this evening. Again, we like to have living room type discussions on issues that affect our everyday life makeup. So this is co-producer. I'm about to land the mothership. Let's say good night and everyone have a wonderful evening.
Good night, everyone. Good night, everybody.
Let's see that postal stuff for the poster.
Huh?
I said, let's see that postal stuff for the postal.
This I don't
attic, understand. This co-producer.
Did I say this is the postal podcast?
Yeah. Well, you said
yes,
from
you
the
did.
Postal podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It's all right, bro.
Yeah.
No, this is the ad. What's this? I don't curse on the postal podcast. That much, but no, this is the attic. This is the attic, folks. I had to put that much in there. I try to act like I got a little bit of sense on that one. Hey, well, let's say good evening, and we'll converse next Monday. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Good night.